Friends, since 2007, I have been telling you that it was my belief that the U.S. dollar was going to experience a slow and painful death. Now, many have disagreed with me and have said that the dollar was going to collapse fast and quick. Many people called for this back in 2008 amid the financial crisis. Then they said the dollar would collapse in 2009. Then they were certain that the U.S. dollar would implode completely in 2010. Now, I'm sure that there are going to be a flurry of financial reports being promoted and marketed telling you why the dollar will collapse in 2011. And I'm here today to tell you that I agree that the U.S. dollar is going to collapse. But the difference is, with me, has always been a question of when. When do I think the U.S. dollar will completely collapse? I'll tell you in just a moment. You know, it's funny when I think about it. 3 or 4 years ago, when I was warning Christians and secular America alike on the reality of the coming economic crisis. During that time, I remember speaking to audiences with glazed eyes. I couldn't get anyone to fully believe that a collapse of the U.S. dollar was going to happen in the future. Now, however, so many experts have appeared after the fact with tales of doom and gloom and dates and predictions. And many of the same people that I couldn't convince to prepare just a few short years ago now believe that the U.S. dollar will collapse before tomorrow morning. Friends, listen to me. Today, I want to share with you the one event that you need to watch for that will trigger the real collapse of the U.S. dollar. When this event that I'm going to share with you right now does finally happen, nothing, and I mean nothing, will prevent the dollar from hyperinflating. The first step to understanding how the dollar will collapse is to understand something known as the petrodollar system. Now, I know that not all of you are history buffs, so I promise to make this simple and painless as possible. Sit back for a minute, and I'll explain. In the mid-1970s, a deal was struck between the oil-producing nations of OPEC and the U.S., and then later with other nations. Now, according to this agreement, every barrel of oil purchased in the global marketplace by anyone must be purchased with U.S. dollars. So according to this new oil deal, any country around the world that desired to purchase a barrel of oil had to first exchange their national currency for U.S. dollars. This new oil deal became known as the petrodollar system. Today, with few exceptions, all oil transactions are made in U.S. dollars. This means that if you want to buy a barrel of oil anywhere in this world, you must pay for it with U.S. dollars. Now, there are a few exceptions, and I'll tell you about those in a moment. If you do not have U.S. dollars, you must obtain them somehow. One way for a foreign country to get U.S. dollars is simply to convert their currency for dollars on the open exchange. That, of course, involves a fee. A more complicated but advantageous way is to design a product and export it to the U.S. in exchange for your goods, and you get U.S. dollars. If you're a small business owner in Japan, you must first convert your yen into dollars to purchase oil. Mexico must convert its pesos to dollars to buy oil, and so on. Perhaps this will help you understand why so many Asian nations since the 1980s have depended upon an export-led strategy to grow their economies. Japan, for example, has very few natural resources, including oil. So they must import large amounts of oil. And of course, this means that they must have lots of U.S. dollars. So Japan manufactures a Honda and ships it to the U.S. and immediately receives payment in U.S. dollars, which it uses to purchase oil. As you can imagine, this petrodollar system has proven very beneficial to the United States economy. Oh, and there's one more other benefit that I haven't told you about. Many of the oil-producing nations not only agreed to sell their oil in exchange for U.S. dollars instead of their own currency, but they also agreed to then take their excess profits and then invest them back into the safety of U.S. government bonds. So in essence, America receives a double loan out of every single global oil transaction. First, it increases global demand for U.S. dollars, and second, for U.S. debt securities. But wait, there's more, as they say on the infomercial late night. In addition, having oil priced in dollars means that the U.S. can print money to buy oil. Let me say this again. The U.S. can print money to buy oil and then have the oil producers hold the debt that was created by printing the money in the first place. What other nation on earth, my friends, besides America, can print money to buy something and then have those who sold it to them hold the debt for the printed money? As you can well imagine, Washington is thrilled with this arrangement and has been so for decades. The rest of the world, however, is not so excited about this system. Today, several countries are beginning to move their oil sales or purchases into other currencies in spite of the dollar. Just a handful of examples include Iran, Syria, North Korea, and Venezuela. By the way, that happens to be the old Bush axis of evil. You know, friends, what is happening in our world today makes a whole lot of sense if you simply learn to read between the lines. But that means that you have to ignore the quote-unquote official reasons that are constantly crammed down your throat by the mainstream media. When Iraq tried to move its oil sales away from the dollar and into euros in 2002, it felt the full force of the U.S. military bearing down on it. Within days of the U.S. entering Baghdad, the petrodollar system was put back into place. Did you hear about that story on the evening news? Now here's what I want you to see. When, not if, the petrodollar system begins to crumble, the dollar will begin its death spiral. Right now, America has a permission slip to print all the dollars that it wants to print. Why? Because the world needs dollars to buy oil. It's that simple. So the Fed just prints away, knowing that the global demand for U.S. dollars and for U.S. debt should remain strong enough to prevent hyperinflation. However, when OPEC and the other major global oil players decide to pull the plug and finally denominate their oil sales in another currency other than the dollar, the artificial demand for the dollar will decrease. The U.S. will be stuck holding a lot of worthless paper dollars that no one needs anymore, which will ultimately lead to massive inflationary pressures on the U.S. economy. Don't think that this won't happen. Foreign governments are acutely aware of America's economic problems. Knowing this, many of them are biding their time by actively looking for alternatives to the U.S. dollar-denominated assets for investment purposes. In the months and years ahead, other global currencies will be strong competitors for these same global investment dollars. When the petrodollar system collapses, it will lead to astronomical interest rates and the end of the U.S. dollar. So with all of that in context, consider this week's report by the New York Times about China and Russia moving away from the dollar. According to the report, the two countries open direct trading between the Chinese yuan currency and the Russian ruble, thus allowing them to completely avoid the U.S. dollar in their bilateral trade. Among their imports and exports that will avoid the use of dollars? Oil. Friends, Russia and China are pioneering a move away from the U.S. dollar. The collapse of the dollar is coming, but it's not here yet. So now to answer my earlier question on when the dollar will collapse. The dollar will completely collapse when the petrodollar system collapses. When will that happen? No one knows for sure, but based upon our understanding, we believe that it will begin breaking down around 2012, or shortly thereafter. We have been monitoring the petrodollar system for many years, and will continue reporting to you as we see further warning signs. Friends, it's because we bring you the truth and avoid the hype that you should listen to this program each week and share it with your friends and your family.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
Confronting the lies of the age.
Confronting the lies of the age.
Bringing you the truth.
The truth.
The whole truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
You're listening to Follow the Money. Weekly.
Weekly.